Chester Raccoon stood at the edge of the forest and cried.
I don't want to go to school, he told his mother. I want to stay home with you. I want to play with my friends and play with my toys and read my books and swing on my swing. Please, please may I stay home with you?
Mrs. Raccoon took Chester by the hand and nuzzled him on the ear. Sometimes we have to do things we don't want to do, she told him gently. Even if they seem strange and scary at first, but you will love school once you start. You will make new friends, you will play with new toys, read new books, and swing on new swings. And besides, she added, I know a wonderful secret that will make your nights at school seem as warm and as cozy as your days at home. Chester wiped away his tears. He looked interested.
A secret? Oh, what kind of secret?
I live on the ground floor at number 3. There are 4 flats on the first floor and 4 on the second, where there is a wrought iron balcony and a walkway that connects them, and which now the most annoying 7-year-old ever to live clambers around on his scooter. It was still raining when I came back carrying the rabbit. Khaled was sitting outside number 1 on his plastic garden chair smoking. He's got nothing else to do. He's waiting for asylum.
You are wet, he noted. Your bag is moving.
It's a rabbit, I replied evenly. I didn't want to get into a conversation. I already knew about his pregnant wife in Istanbul with no papers and his brother disappeared in Aleppo. I told him, I'm not in Parliament anymore. I can't help him, and in any case, he has to go through the proper channels.
What's name, rabbit?
Brexit, I decided out loud.